Bees play a crucial role in ensuring global food security, with over 70% of crops, particularly fruits and vegetables, relying on bees and other pollinators. In the aftermath of World Bee Day, observed on May 20, veteran beekeeper Rene King, with over two decades of experience in the industry, is reminding Vincentians of the importance of protecting bee populations. King is encouraging local farmers to consider beekeeping not only as an additional source of income, but also as a way to boost crop productivity and contribute positively to the environment.
Without bees, you don't have pollination, and you need pollination. If you don't have bees, you will not see a lot of fruits. Put a hive close to one of your favorite crop that you plant, and you will see the difference. The bees will pollinate that crop. They will go and they will take their nectar, they will go and take their pollen, what have you. And end of the day, you benefit and the bees benefit. You end up with a lot more fruits because the bees will pollinate your crop, and the bees in turn will have honey. And if you are a beekeeper, obviously you are 50-50 because you get honey as well. And that's added income for you. You get to sell your fruits, you get to sell your honey. We reflect on the bees and how important they are in our ecosystem. It's part of the ecosystem. Without bees, you have no pollination and no fruits at the end of the day.
But even the most experienced beekeepers face major challenges. King discloses that he lost several hives during the passage of Hurricane Beryl, a setback that's becoming all too common with increasingly intense weather events. He also expresses challenges about mosquito fogging practices, which he says are having unintended consequences on local bee populations.
Hurricane Beryl did a major damage to my hives. The wind tossed the bees, it tossed the hives over, and actually ended up with nothing after Hurricane Beryl. So I had to start back basically from scratch. I start back with one hive, and I eventually add a second hive, and I'm in the process of increasing what I have currently. Another factor that can cause problems to your hive is what we call wax moth. Wax moth basically feed on the wax that the bees produce. And if you don't have a strong hive to start with, and a single wax moth enter that hive, it can populate the whole hive and take over the hive. At the end of the day, you will leave with nothing. When you have the fogging exercise that being carried out for basically the eradication of mosquitoes, that can greatly affect your hive because it's a pesticide, and what that does, it can also kill the bees.
For those interested in taking up beekeeping, King shares practical advice on how to get started. He cautions that choosing the right location is crucial for the health and productivity of bee colonies. King is urging farmers to educate themselves and take the necessary steps to protect and sustain their hives for long-term success.
Getting involved in bee, I will say you must have a good location. You must have an area where bee can forage, so that they can go out and get their honey, they can go out and get their pollen, etc. Fruit trees is a must. You must have a lot of fruit trees. I encourage people, if you want to start in getting to bees, you must have areas where they can feed. They also love water. You must have a stream nearby, or a river or something like that, so that they can get water, because apart from feeding and getting nectar and pollen, they also need water. So that is a key factor. Location. You must have a good location to start with.
That was veteran beekeeper Rene King. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.